Well, it's our Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh feature, which we try to do every month. I'm really glad we were able to arrange it for Thanksgiving weekend. And today we have Mark Heinbuckle. Hopefully I got that right, Mark.
You did.
Mark is from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Mark, I don't think we've met before. Have you been with the agency long?
I have. I've been with the agency for about 3 years, and I've actually been on this show once before.
Shame on my forgetfulness.
It was probably a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So
I feel.
Don't expect you to remember.
What do you do there?
I do a lot of the grant writing, so I help to raise money for the organization, and I also help to develop relationships in the community so that we can provide cool activities to our bigs and littles.
What do you think might surprise people when it comes to Big Brothers Big Sisters in terms of what it takes to make the organization work?
Well, we are a $1.3 million organization, so it requires a lot of money to run the organization. And we also have what we call match support specialists at our organization, and they contact each big, little, and the little's parent or guardian every month, and that requires a lot of work. So we serve more than 1,200 kids each year, and in order to do that, we have to contact each big, little, and little's parent or guardian once per month. So that's a lot of phone calls over the course of a year.
It sure is. Actually, you're really efficient for that size budget when you consider how many kids you actually are able to serve. What got you interested in getting involved?
Well, I actually began with the organization as a graduate school intern. I went to the School of Social Work at the University of Pittsburgh, and I came on as an intern and then sort of worked my way into a position with the agency. I really enjoy the agency's mission. I really believe in it. And so it was great for me to be able to participate.
Well, that's terrific. Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
I'm actually from Cranberry Township up in Butler County. But now I live in Shaler.
Great. So what's nice, and I know you're not here to be interviewed, but it's still nice to talk a little bit about career path and how you found your way there. Now, should we put Mary like in the spotlight?
Let's put her on the spotlight.
Mary is here. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Mary is half of the sisterly pair we have here today. And Karen, that's you, right?
Yes.
Hi. Oops. Let's turn Karen's microphone on a little louder. And it's because the person sitting where you were last sitting was the singer from the play. And I had to turn their microphone down very, very low because he had a booming voice, Johnny did. Now I think I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
There she is. I'm fine, thanks. Where are you from, Karen?
I'm from Wilkinsburg, actually.
It's a great community. You know, have you been from Wilkinsburg? Have you been there for a long time?
I've been there 21 years. I've owned a house there, so.
I always, you know, I grew up hanging out in Wilkinsburg a lot in the late 60s and throughout the 70s and early 80s. And I still see the Wilkinsburg of my youth. There's a lot to love about Wilkinsburg, and I'm kind of glad to know you live there. There's a lot of great things happening. And you live in Plum, Mary?
Yeah.
Great. How long have you two been matched, Mary?
Actually, this is pretty much our year anniversary. I think the first time we got together was right before Thanksgiving last year.
Wow.
So.
Well, that's great. Mary, who else is in your family?
My mom and my brother.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you like to do when you're together with Karen?
Mostly everything.
Is there one thing that you especially like to do?
No.
Nothing in particular? Well, tell me more about yourself. What grade are you in now? You're 12, right?
I'm in seventh.
And this is your second year? You mentioned off the air you're in O'Block. Is this your second year in that school?
My first.
First. That's a tough year. How's the transition been so far?
It's easy.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
She's a Sevy.
A Sevy.
I guess that's what they call seventh graders these days.
They call them Sevies.
Sevy?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never heard that.
I haven't either. Who knew?
I just learned that.
Do you have any favorite subjects of the ones you're taking now?
History.
Really? You know, when I was 12, I didn't care for history at all because it was so much memorization. It's not, and I wish I had paid more attention in history and liked it more. What do you like about history?
My teacher.
Really? That makes a huge difference. Man or woman?
Man.
What's his name?
Mr. Sokolsky.
And what makes him a good teacher?
He just, like, doesn't do what the other teachers do.
Help me understand that better. What doesn't? And that's also very interesting, is that you can define greatness or good by things you don't do as opposed to by things you do. Like, what is, like, if you had to come up with a list of things teachers ought not do, can you think of a few things?
He just, like, doesn't do everything that the other teachers do.
I see. I get it. I mean, you might not want to be that specific, but does he make you memorize stuff?
No, like, he does open book tests and not really memorize things.
I think that's good because most of us these days, knowing to know how to find the answer probably matters as much as whether you know the answer off by heart. Karen, what got you interested in being a big sister?
Well, I grew up with brothers, so I never had a sister, so I've always wanted a little sister. And for me, growing up, I didn't have a lot of guidance myself, and I think I'm hoping to impart some of that to Mary Lynn as she grows up. So,
well, that's very nice. Is Mary Lynn your first?
Yes.
So this is your first match together. What's that process been like for you?
It's been great. I learn as much from her as I hope she learns from me. I mean, she's got me reading the kind of books she likes. She's got me into the vampire movies. We've discovered places we love to go eat together. So it's been great.
That's good. What would you add to that, Mary? Are there who else is in your family? Is anybody else? Any brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother.
And can you tell me a little bit about? I guess just the difference that that Karen's made, or you mentioned there's a lot of things you like to do together, but there must be some really specific things, I would think, that have changed your life over the past year.
We've definitely tried a lot of things together for the first time, like kayaking. We weren't very good at that. Geocaching, we weren't very good at that.
What was kayaking like? Where did you go?
We went to the river.
It was actually a Big Brothers Big Sisters event this summer.
Yeah.
And we rented kayaks right below the baseball stadium. And Mary Lynn and I kept crashing into the side, into the rocks, into other people.
Did you get wet? I would imagine.
Yeah.
So
we just could not go straight.
What did you do together that you were really good at? Something come to mind? Did you go bowling?
Yeah, we've actually gone bowling. We've gone ice skating. We've gone carpet glide skating, biking, hiking.
What's carpet glide skating? That's a new one for me.
You can get those. They're like Teflon things if you're going to move heavy furniture.
Yeah.
Basically, you put those on the bottom of your tennis shoes, and it's an indoor, completely carpeted environment that has ramps and jumps, and you just skate around on your tennis shoes.
That's really, have you
it's
ever heard
hysterical.
Of that?
I have not, but that sounds very fun.
That sounds like a lot
of fun. It was a
blast. Mark and I, I'm just thinking of all the static electricity you might make when you do that. That could solve our energy problems. You know, we could all generate energy from this carpet gliding stuff.
Everybody's hair is sticking up by the
yeah.
end of it.
Mary, have you thought at all about what you might like to do when you get older and done with school?
I want to be a marine biologist.
Really? How come?
I like animals.
Have you had a chance to go to an ocean to look at animals at all? When you talk about marine biology, or maybe down to the zoo to see the aquarium?
That's the one thing we didn't do that this summer.
That would be a good thing to do together, to learn about that. Do you have any pets?
No.
If you could have, do you have favorite animals? I particularly, not as a pet, but I like elephants. My pet of choice is definitely the cat. I like dogs, but cats are more my speed. Do you have any animals you particularly like?
Dogs.
Dogs are nice, friendly. I just don't think I have the bandwidth to take care of a dog. That's all I worry about.
She's actually very driven. She's a really good student and really focused on her homework, and she already knows where she wants to go to college. So,
where do you want to go?
Pitt University.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a great school.
That was something we did one day. We just went down and walked around the campus and hung out. And
I think that's one of the things, to be able to hang out and just be with one another. You don't even necessarily have to talk a lot or have any big fancy plan. It's just nice to spend time with each other. What do you do for a living? Do you work?
I'm actually a freelance writer, so I'm in advertising.
That's interesting, because I was going to ask you, Mary, if you liked to write, because you strike me as somebody who likes to write.
No.
No? So much for my instant judgment. Have you ever gone to see where Karen works or how
no.
she works?
Actually, I work out of my house, so it wouldn't be too exciting.
Wouldn't be too. Well, meeting deadlines.
No, I could actually take her. That's something. I could take her to a client meeting, or
that would be good. You could be a good luck charm for a client meeting. How did you spend Thanksgiving?
At my house, my mom made dinner.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds like it was fun. Are any sports at all that you like to do, or what do you like to do for fun?
Volleyball.
Are you good?
We got her into a couple volleyball camps this summer.
Wow.
And actually, a friend of mine is the coach of the women's team for Carlo. And so we actually did an event with the team where we had a couple other little girls and their big sisters come, and they got 2 hours of one-on-one practice time with the team, and they actually played a game. So that was great fun.
That's great. Volleyball is a lot of fun. Well, it's nice to have you here, and we want to give you a pass to the museum, which the museum's kind of, you know, there are areas for older people, and particularly the make shop. I don't know if you saw that when you came in, but the make shop has an industrial sewing machine. There's soldering and circuit building and things you can do if you want to. And if how old's your brother?
16.
So he's older too. Well, I'll pass this along to you. And we also have a radio patch, which was once again put. I need to find the radio patch for you. I found it. I succeeded. I just had to fix something, because those headphones you're wearing, mine that I'm wearing, broke while I reached over to get those. But I'm fine. Is there anything else any of you would like to say? Mark, it's good to have you here on the holiday weekend.
It's great to be here. We really appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk with people. And we really encourage those who are listening to get involved with our organization. We're always looking for more volunteers who are willing to make a difference in the life of a child, and it's just great to be here.
And Mary, it's really nice to get to know you a little better. I'm glad that you've come down. You two seem like a really good match, like you have fun with each other.
We do.
And I'm glad to see that. Anything that you wanted to add, Mary or Karen?
Nope.
Okay, well, thank you for being here today. Have a good rest of Thanksgiving weekend. And you can contact Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh at pghpgh.org. Thank you. You can see my mind turning.
So it's bbbspgh.org.
Or 412
363-6100.
Mark's got it. Thanks so much. It's now 3 minutes before 11 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade.